You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is a sad, sad day. BFM, the font of liberalism and tolerance at the centre of the University of Auckland.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. And finally, speaking of liberalisation, global markets have crashed overnight. In New York, particularly in Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has dropped more than 2,000 points, or 7.8%. This is the biggest points drop in Wall Street's history and the largest decline in percentage terms since the subprime mortgage financial crisis broke out in 2008. In fact, the major stock indexes fell so sharply at the start of trading, a quote-unquote circuit breaker came into effect and halted trades for 15 minutes. This is caused because of uncertainty caused by the coronavirus outbreak, but this market drop is already felt worldwide, as European stocks also dropped as well. And back home, the New Zealand markets has been affected as well, with shares going down 3.8% at the opening this morning. And I talked to economist Shambir Ikeb about this, and I first asked the most burning question: are we facing an upcoming recession worldwide?
Yeah, so financial markets are telling us that they're very worried about the outlook for the economy. And when stock markets fall, it's usually a signal that the economy is slowing. The last time we had such big falls in financial markets was the global financial crisis. And there was, of course, a very big and deep recession.
Sorry, if there is indeed a global recession, how would that affect New Zealand?
Yeah, so the impact of recession tends to be that we see job losses at the margin, particularly in very vulnerable sectors in exports, tourism, retail, hospitality. So those marginally attached workers in particular seem to find it the hardest. And we'll also see things like people being more careful, businesses being more careful in terms of hiring and expansion, and same with banks being more careful about lending money. So everything kind of slows down and people don't make as many decisions and they wait for things to get better.
The government has announced yesterday a business continuity package. So can you just explain what does that?
So the business continuity package is very much about helping businesses affected by the disruption from the spread of the coronavirus. So that has had real impacts on businesses that export a lot to places like China, but also businesses that import a lot of things from China. But these businesses, they're facing a cash crunch because suddenly customers have disappeared or their inputs into their manufacturing and the like have disappeared. So being very targeted in terms of helping businesses maintain their jobs means that as things slowly normalize, even if it's weaker, at least we wouldn't have lost the jobs and the failure of businesses. So it's really about a very immediate and short-term boost to try and reduce the disruptive effects of the coronavirus. Longer term, they still have to do more. I would expect to see significant actions from the central bank in terms of cutting interest rates, helping our banks to lend more money to businesses, but also a more expanded fiscal package from the government.
I'm not a big expert on this, but does the government, in your knowledge, have enough money to do all of that?
New Zealand has more than enough money to do anything we want. We have very little debt and our cost of borrowing is less than 1%. If we don't borrow money and use a war chest for a crisis such as this, what is the point of having that fiscal war chest?
The Prime Minister, in her post-cabinet press conference yesterday, says she is not going to push back increasing minimum wage changes. Is that the right decision?
I think not pushing back the minimum wage is a short-sighted and political decision. The reality is that the businesses most affected by the minimum wage, retail and hospitality, are already facing a crunch from the coronavirus, and they'll be facing a further crunch from the downturn in the global economy. I think the timing is very bad to be raising the minimum wage, and it should be put off. There are much better ways of doing it, like giving tax cuts for low-income households and low-income earners, rather than a minimum wage increase, which piles on the cost for small businesses.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
The Wire.
After an $11 million package to the tourism industry last month, the government has announced yesterday, as you may have heard, a business continuity package in response to the COVID-19 outbreak by reducing or suspending principal payments on loans and temporarily moving to interest-only payments, helping with restructuring business loans, providing access to short-term funding, and referring individual customers to budgeting services. Now, on deferring minimum wage, National Leader Simon Bridges has said this morning the government should defer the minimum wage increase for 6 months in light of the economic environment.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.